the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. I really do enjoy the chat in the YouTube comments. There's a whole... I'm tuned into both again. Everybody being very respectful and friendly.
Should we do a digi only today or not, Jesse?
If you guys would like to do a digi... Jason's the one digging through the comments. Yeah, I saw they wanted Chuck questions. To come back. That's all I saw from the YouTube comments.
Everybody loves
comments.
Chuck. Yeah. All right.
If anybody gives good questions in there, we'll go in and answer some questions
That's why I have it up. Okay, thank you. We have some... What is this? There's some news coming out of Congress.
I know. Yeah.
And so I wanted to get to this. Brett Favre is testifying before Congress today in relation to the misappropriation of funds in Mississippi. And he revealed during his testimony that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
Oh.
Now, I say this understanding that there are a lot of Packer fans that obviously still very much love him. I also know that based on why he's testifying, frankly, in front of Congress, there are a lot of people that are down on him. He hasn't been on our show since all this stuff broke. Think of him the way you wish in terms of what you like about him or don't like about him. Tausch and I have a lot of history with him, virtually all of it good. And he has been a friend to our show, regardless of how you feel about him. Parkinson's is a very, very difficult, debilitating disease. And so while we are not offering our opinions on what he's testifying about, that is major news coming from his testimony in front of Congress. And regardless of how you feel about him, I would hope that you would keep him in your thoughts, your prayers, and send your warmest thoughts his direction, because that is not the kind of news you want to hear about anyone, including one of the all-time greats that you played with and I covered. And when I saw that, there are times when you see breaking news notifications and it's like being punched in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that was. So that's the news from Congress.
Yeah, it's just another reminder, you know, of what this game. It's a great game, the game of football. But man, I don't know the correlations, and I'm not going to like delve into all of that. But I felt the same way. I had heard that he was going to be up in front of Congress, and I figured it was about the welfare deal and all that, and he also obviously he does the concussion stuff and the movie that I think he put our documentary, and this is obviously something in the last couple of years that he has taken on as far as a cause. And you kind of wondered, well, Iron Man and never missed any games, and everybody loved the fact that he played a certain way, and there is a price that you pay, and it's a steep price. This was you said it, Jason, a gut punch, because we kind of looked at Brett as indestructible and, mm-hmm. Always there for you as a teammate. And this news is just brutal. And you just hope that you can manage and figure out how to, live. And I don't even necessarily know all of the side. I don't know all of, how it all plays. I just know it's a debilitating, devastating disease. And I hope, for Brett and Deanna and everybody else that they, can manage and figure out. Hopefully there's continues to be research and things that will help people deal and live with that in a much better way than what we've had. But just brutal, brutal news from Brett.
I have a good friend who was also diagnosed several years ago, and he had like a surgery where they implant this thing into your brain, and he has been much, much better. I don't know if he wants that on the street, so I'm not going to say who it is, but someone who has been a big mentor and friend to me. And so my hope is that this is something that there has been such advancements that your quality of life is significantly better than, say, what you and I recall when we were young kids coming across someone with Parkinson's. I do want to ask you this, and I'm sorry to put you in this spot, but very early on when we started this show, I made one wisecrack about CTE. And there have been very few times where you've gotten really pissed at me. I mean, at least that, not that I knew of. I mean, there may have been times behind the scenes. But I learned that very moment, and you have not heard me make a crack about it since. When you think about everything that, you know, you were saying earlier that 30 years of covering the Packers has put food on my plates. And it's true. And I've told you before my feelings about the conflicted feelings I have about player safety and concussions and making a living covering the NFL. But as a former player who played 11 years, who has the life he has because of football, when you see something like this, what is this like for you? Because there has to be part of you that worries about your health and your well-being because of what you did for a living for 11 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's scary. And I think all of us, you know, I'll always say when I first went to the combine in Indianapolis as a, you know, hoping to be drafted kid, I remember going in and my medical files were really clean. I didn't play much at Wisconsin, so it was pretty clean. And you see it, you talk to the doctors and they say, well, it's going to, you know, that won't, if you play a long time, that's not, and yep, you sign up. And I just remember thinking knees, and Lord knows my left knee is as bad as it's been, shoulders, all this other stuff. But at that point, again, it could be my own naivete, I did not think any of this other stuff, because at that point, that was not really ever correlated with it. The head injuries and everything else. Obviously, that's changed, thankfully, for the good. But I think every former player, and I think every former player's wives, families, they all, I mean, I know me, you all worry about this, because it's not just you. It's the people that care about you and are going to hopefully help you and, you know, in that process if things do go south. And it is a higher percentage of players. I don't know Brett's the whole deal.
Right.
But is there a correlation? It seems to be percentage-wise, yes. So I think all of us as players are super worried and nervous about that component of what this game, which every one of us would sign up and do again. You can say that we wouldn't, but we would. Now, if you know this, I think you'd have to really think hard about it. But knowing what we knew and knowing what we know, it's a great profession, but there's a price you pay. And sometimes you hope that you're not one that has that price to pay, but it's another reminder when you see and hear, like what Brett just talked about with his diagnosis of Parkinson's, it's a stark reminder that that sacrifice you made, it's still going. And that's a very scary and painful reminder of that when you hear those stories.
And look, I think we all have become much more educated and smarter about understanding the dangers that football players put themselves in. They do choose to sign up. They have every right, despite how talented they may be, to say, I'm not doing this, right? Chris Borland walked away. Other guys have walked away. So I'm not asking for fans to feel bad for millionaires who choose to play the game. That's not what I'm saying. I just think it's important to appreciate the risks that they do take. And I go back, and I am embarrassed at how stupid I was as a young writer, thinking that, for example, I always tell this story, Don Beebe being knocked unconscious and snoring on the field while he was unconscious, and then catching a touchdown in the second half of that game. Like, how stupid were we, all of us, to allow someone who suffered that serious of a head injury to go back into the game later? But Don will tell you he doesn't remember what happened in the game. Don't remember. So all I'm asking is, when you see this, and again, however you feel about Favre, I know there are a lot of you, and believe me, I'm with you with some of the welfare stuff. I get it. But this is a pretty major piece of news about a player that obviously brought many, many, many Packers fans and people who cover the team unforgettable moments. So we wanted to cover that. We will get to my back and forth with Matt LaFleur about how they got Malik Willis ready. We went after each other in a very lighthearted way. My favorite was when I said, I'll shut up after this, and he said, no, you won't. One of my highlights of the year so far.
It's cute.
We've got quite the relationship. But we will get to that because I do think it's really interesting how they managed to do what they've done with a guy that there were people, including his own former left tackle, going on Barstool, Taylor Lewan, and saying he's a really nice guy. He doesn't know ball. He obviously knows some ball based on how he's played these 2 weeks. We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to the back and forth with the head coach and me in a moment.
Is it me or I? The head coach and
with,
I? Or
I think
coach?
With is a preposition, so I think it becomes me.
Okay. Interesting. Prepositions. You want to know if something's a preposition. Put it in a box, and can it be around the box? Like if you can label it on, around, next to, that's how you can know if it's a preposition or not.
With?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I didn't realize we were doing conjunction junction. What's your function today?
You're not so applying to become an English teacher in California, are you?
California, man. No, I'm not.
Jeff. All right. I want to set the stage, and then we'll listen to the back and forth next. Before I do that, though, the poll question, this... I didn't see this coming.
Which part?
Like, very rarely. Like, you're always really good at predicting polls.
Sometimes.
Today's Wilde and Tausch poll. Obviously, Matt LaFleur and Malik Willis have both been phenomenal as the Packers have gone 2-0 without Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. But would they have gone 2-0 with Sean Clifford at quarterback instead of Willis? Yes, okay. It's a more nuanced conversation. Tune in.
I like
your
that.
Choices are like yes, that. They still go 2-0, or no, they do not go 2-0. Mark Gerald Tauscher III, what do you think the polling differential is on this question?
Well, since you're surprised by it, I'm going to say 80-20 that they'd be 1-1. That it's Malik Willis. That would be my guess.
It's 92.3% no, they do not go 2-0. 7.7%.
Wow.
Yes, they still go 2-0.
That's a so I think that's an acknowledgement attaboy Malik Willis.
Props,
I
mean, to Malik Willis, yes. That's,
and I understand, you know, I've had a few people send notes over that, oh, click this. Oh. No, I'm fascinated to understand how our fans feel about it. This isn't about clicks or anything else. This is about, I am generally, and we're both surprised that it's to that degree.
Yeah.
Because obviously Matt LaFleur has been fantastic figuring this out, but the Malik Willis component and what they asked him to do and how well he's executed, I love the fact that Packer fans are showering him with flowers and praise because he deserves it.
Yeah.
And,
I agree.
I know there's a lot of Wilde fans who say, well, you got to have nuance and all this stuff. I also like to have I want to understand the psychology. That's why I love doing this
Amen.
Show.
And
so
that's the whole
thing. I like finding out and understanding. So whoever's going to give you want us to give us grief, I'm fine. Give us grief all you want. I'm intrigued by it. And typically, if I'm intrigued, I hope our audience is intrigued. And if you're not, that's okay too. You can yell at us and complain. I'm all right with that too.
Especially retired Navy fella.
Not a fan, boy. I'm not sure what I did to retired Navy fella, RNF. But hey, as long as you're tuning in, RNF, I am more than happy.
Yeah, I would just say our poll questions are not as simple as the actual poll is. And we really do use tools. I know this comes as a surprise to think that we actually might know what we're doing. But we do use these as conversational tools to get into better conversations.
A jumping
which I think
off
is what
point,
happened.
If you will.
Some might say. I tried to avoid that phrase because I get a lot of grief about it. All right, speaking of jumping off points, I want to set the stage for my back and forth with LaFleur yesterday. Because I got after him a little bit on the show yesterday. I got after him on our little TV show on WBAY on Sunday night. Because this is what he said after the game about what Malik Willis and the Packers coaching staff, if you read between the lines, have done in the last two games.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this. So hats off to him. Hats off to everybody around him. Guys rallying, having his back. I think Tom Clements does a great job, and it wouldn't, I'd be remiss to say Connor Lewis and Sean Mannion. Just the help they've given him, the support. Jordan Love's been instrumental as well, just giving him the tips and hanging right by his side and helping him out all along the way.
Yeah, so you think you know, but you really don't know.
You didn't even have to read between the lines. He directly complimented
coaches. Yeah, he did. I didn't know how far you were going to let it go. But it's really interesting to me what they've done. I just think they deserve a ton of credit. It's been really impressive. But I was kind of irritated with him for saying that I can't fathom it and that I think I know, but I really don't know. Well, hey, coach, tell me more.
I can't wait
Help
to
me
hear
fathom
this little,
it.
I can't wait to hear this little.
Yes,
why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
It is not a short back and forth, so be prepared. It's going to take a while, but it will be worth your while, much like, and I hope you never have to make this call, but it is worth your while to make the call if you've been injured to Gruble Offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. I talk about David and his team all the time. I actually have a legal question I need his advice on, so I'm going to give him a call.
What is
that's
it?
That's all.
Let's hear
it's
maybe
not an injury related thing. It's more of a.
Okay.
I'll tell you how to digi only. But he and his team are the best. And if you go to gruber-law.com, you can find out more about the history of the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, and everything they do in our community. Again, Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. We'll get to the Matt LaFleur and Jason Wilde show, which is not a show, and nor will it be, but it was fun to go back and forth with them yesterday. You will hear that conversation next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
As I mentioned to Tausch earlier, the fact that Matt LaFleur felt the need to tell everyone that Jordan Love's injury is a legit injury, that just seemed weird. Were there people questioning it? Let me do my Windy. But this exchange, I wanted to learn more about just what they did to get Malik Willis ready and able to do what he has done these 2 weeks. Because I would argue, forget about top three coaches in the NFL so far this season, I would say that this, what they've done in the last 2 weeks, is the most impressive thing that has happened in the league over the last 2 weeks. And there's been a lot of other impressive things, including Jaden Daniels last night.
Mm-hmm.
But to do what they've done with a guy that the Tennessee Titans didn't think was worth anything, chose Will Levis instead and said, a deuces be to this guy. And then he comes into their house, and their guy that they moved forward with stinks, and he gets the job done for a team he still hasn't been with for a month. That's impressive. So Matt LaFleur said we couldn't fathom what they were doing. I wanted to fathom it, so I asked him.
Hey, Matt, you said yesterday that we can't fathom what Malik has done. So I had a couple of questions that maybe you could help me fathom it a little bit better.
You still won't be able to understand it.
Believe me, I'm aware. But I think this is one hell of a story. And it's a hell of a story of what he did And it's a hell of a story what you and your staff have done. So you get him in the trade. How much do you know about him?
Not very much.
Okay. So then you're on the plane back from Brazil. And what are you and Steno and Tom Clements all talking about? Because you don't know if you're thinking the worst, so you know you're probably going to have to go with him the next week. So
I think we're all sleeping.
Those 10 and a half hours, you didn't sleep the whole time, right?
Pretty close. I mean, it took a while to get to sleep. Obviously, you watch. I mean, for me, I watched every phase of the game, and then you start thinking about what you have to do, and we had an extra practice on that Monday. I think that initially we weren't going to practice on that Monday. We're going to do more, just condition them. But I thought it was important, given the circumstances, to go out there and practice our team. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? I mean, I don't even know if he had taken a two-minute drive up until that point. So, just to try to get him as many reps as possible. You're talking about the most critical position on the football field, the guy that touches the ball on every play. So it was kind of a crash course into trying some things out and just see how comfortable he was with them. But like I've said many times, I think it's also when you get in a game week and you have a specific plan, it is a little bit easier for the guys to digest and to at least know what to do. But it's the application of it, you know, because it's impossible. Reps are at a premium in terms of practice. You can't go out there you're going to get about 35 to 40 practice reps per side of the ball each day. And so it's really tough when you're talking about an entire game plan to give the guys as many looks as you'd like to get them at each concept that you're doing, because not only are you doing it in the pass game, but then you got your runs on top of that. So just to get the number of reps that where a guy might feel really comfortable with what we're asking them to do is it's really difficult. I mean, you can get walkthrough reps and do all that, but it's just not the same as going out there and practicing something full speed.
So you mentioned run reps, right? So you come up with this great plan against the Colts with all this misdirection and fakes and whatever else. He doesn't know how to do that in your offense either, right? It's not just...
Well, it's the timing of all those motions, and we've got different snap points, and I mean, it's a lot to digest, but he showed that he was capable of handling it throughout the course of the week, and so, and sometimes, you know, you got to be a little bit more aggressive in that regard in order to try to create some misdirection and keep the defense a little bit more off balance, knowing that we were probably going to try to run the ball a bunch.
Shut up. So
no, you won't.
Well, for a little while. So you've been in the league, what, 10 years now, 12 years?
Something? To me?
Yeah, 15 years.
I think, so it's, been like almost, I think it's 15. Getting old, man. It's happening in a hurry.
I'm sure you've worked your tail off at every stop. But have you had 2 weeks where you and your staff had to work harder to figure out what exactly to do with a player you're still learning? Was it the most challenging 2 weeks as a coach that you think you've had?
I don't want to say that because I think every week's a challenge, no matter who you're playing, who you're playing with. But I think that's just – and I don't look at it like that. I think that's just part of your job. Your job as a coach is to put your players – in the best position possible to hopefully give us the best chance of going out there and executing and having success. So every week is a challenge, but I am really proud of the effort that our guys did because, like I've mentioned Steno a bunch, but it's not just him. It's all our assistant coaches, and they all play a big part of not only the plan, because we all get together and go over it, but also in game, just the communication that we have. Guys aren't afraid to speak up on the headset, even when I shoot down some of their ideas. But I try not to do that too much. But I feel like it's a pretty collaborative effort on game day.
I didn't expect him to flat out say, yeah, I did a great job and I've been awesome and Packers fans should thank their lucky stars that we know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But I did want to know, I wanted a glimpse into how hard this was, because you, having played in the league, you know what it's like to put in a game plan every week. I don't. So from that perspective, I've never experienced that, so I can't fathom that. But to do what they did that was so away from the norm of what they normally do to put together a game plan, I really wanted to learn. I don't feel like I learned as much as I wanted to, but I learned more than I knew after he made that comment after the game.
Yeah, why don't you ask him to see if he'll let you sit in and bet in?
I would love to do that. I would leap at that opportunity.
Do you think he'd let you?
No.
Okay, well, it's probably not a bad idea for him to say no, but I think you, as a coach, you're always, you have to, you know, the messaging to your team and everything else, and you don't want it to be that you're surprised or that this was really difficult. That's the stuff you'll talk about after, because you want to keep everybody focused, and this is the price of doing business in this league. So I think he handled that well, but to sit and act like this wasn't more difficult or more challenging than when mm-hmm. you have the quarterback that you know inside and out and know what they're good at, when you don't even know if you can get a guy to hand the ball off on the right snap count with all the motion, of course that's a bigger challenge. And in life, when you accomplish big, challenging things and it works and you execute at a high level, is that more rewarding than if it's just a standard deal? Well, of course, the answer, of course, is yes, but you don't say that. And I think you did a good job of trying to get him to say it, but we all know that's where it's at. And that's why it's, I think, so meaningful for him and why his confidence and in this team and vice versa, the team's confidence in him mm-hmm. is at an all-time high. And that's why this is such a fun group that we're going to watch continue to grow, because you get the sense even when an adversity is going to hit this team.
Yep.
It already has, and they have passed with flying blank in colors with what they've been able to do, but there's going to be more. This won't be the only little hitch in the giddy-up on this journey to trying to get to New Orleans, and I think when you prove that you can handle it and you can thrive and actually grow through it, whew, that's why I'm excited about where this team's at.
As well you should be. We'll check back in on the poll question, but first, let's play some trivia to close out the 10 o'clock hour. Jesse, today is Tuesday. Generally speaking, we do Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Is that indeed, is Pablo leaving or coming back in?
He dipped out. He's a Bears fan. He didn't want to listen to Matt LaFleur. So
maybe he just doesn't want to be in that little room with you for an entire 3 hours.
That's fair.
Or maybe he's learned from Jesse so well, he figures out he can leave an hour and 20 minutes early from the show. It could be both.
Could be all of the above, yeah.
Anybody got a good formula to get a rose thorn out of their finger?
Really tweezers.
Bad. Yeah, but I think it's in there too deep. So is it hot water to bring it up, and then you can pluck it out of there?
Hot compress.
Is
yeah,
it so actually like, bothering you, or is it just...
It's annoying. It's annoying.
Like, I'd say just let it ride, and it'll work itself to the surface at some point.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll just let it ride.
What medical school did you go to?
What medical school did you go to?
Great comeback.
Sick banter. Burn, bro.
Yeah, really good.
It What's is Badgers Trivia Tuesday, by the way. Yes, so we're riding with that same category today.
Caller 13, Dr. Richard Kimball / Dr. Jesse Nelson is waiting for your call. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 13 right now for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. We will play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Ryan in Madison. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We are great. Thanks for asking. Badgers Trivia Tuesday is the category. Taush, you just kick up your feet on the desk. That's not really a desk. It's apparently a book. And we will get back to you after trivia is over.
Love it.
The Californian.
How many letters is the naughty word in the book title?
Four.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, they're usually four.
That's true, I suppose.
Hey, that's why they call it a four-letter word. Be that as it may, Ryan, here we go. Question number one in Badgers Trivia Tuesday is this. On which TV network, also home to this week's Wisconsin-USC football game, does the 2024 Big Ten Football Championship game air for the first time this December? Oh, I didn't know this. I learned something from trivia. Is it CBS, the CW, or Amazon Peacock Plus?
Oh, the first one.
Always good to go with the first one on the first question. Usually that's a savvy play.
Now you know what's happening tomorrow now.
Yes, I know. So be prepared, tomorrow's contestant. CBS is correct. I didn't know that until right now. Question two, Ryan, is this. The Wisconsin Badgers football team is 1-6 in the all-time series against USC.
What? All right, great.
Didn't they lose a Rose Bowl to them, too, with Pat Richter?
They have won one in a row, though.
In which 2015 bowl game did the Badgers earn their school's only victory ever against the Trojans? Whew. Was it the Las Vegas Bowl, the Holiday Bowl, or the Alamo Bowl? I didn't know this one
either. I'm going to take a shot in the dark. I'm going to go with the second one.
I love this. First one, second one. Super curious how you're going to approach question three now.
Wasn't
Ryan.
That the Jack Citchie game?
That was the Jack Citchie game.
Ah, Jack Citchie.
Yep.
Question three.
Three sack Jack.
Question three. Seventh ranked Wisconsin, the volleyball team. Seventh ranked Wisconsin Badgers volleyball opens Big Ten play on Wednesday night, visiting which conference rival also ranked in the top 25? Do the Badgers visit Minnesota, Nebraska, or Iowa?
Oh, either A or B. I want to say Minnesota.
Ryan, I got to be honest. It appears that you didn't know any of these, and yet you got all three right. So well done, sir. Great job. That means you've got four entries into Friday's drawing. That was a really impressive run.
It was all about
guessing.
The person reading the question, man. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have got any of them.
Oh, get out of here.
You're welcome. What can I say except you're welcome? All right, Ryan, you got four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, and thanks for your loyalty to the show, buddy. Have a good one.
He gave you a take care. He's a big Jason
fan. I know, instead of a love you guys. Didn't see that coming. All right, that is Wildy and Taush trivia. I want to get into the way Matt LaFleur discussed Jordan Love's situation yesterday, and I'm going to need the Taush translator all the way from California to help me understand it. We'll do that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour, and we'll do it in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Taush.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Taush, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.